Graham, you've just been named as one of four vice-captains, joining Robert Carlson and Captain Thomas Bjorn for the Ryder Cup. How pleasing was it to get that call from Thomas to be part of the team?
Yeah, really exciting. You know, obviously a huge honour to be asked to be one of the vice-captains for the Ryder Cup, a tournament I'm very passionate about and cherish my many memories. I mean, Thomas is a great friend. Huge amount of respect for what he's achieved in the game, and to be part of his staff to really help him mount a victorious campaign in Paris is a special thing, and I'm finding it exciting and very inspiring as a player as well. So, you know, definitely a great honour.
The vice captains, I think, have contributed 56 points in Ryder Cup. So 56 points, sorry, in Ryder Cups in the past. So a vastly experienced team, possibly one of the most experienced teams we've had back room.
For sure. I mean, I think when you add Lee Westwood to any vice captaincy, he's going to bring a lot of points to the table, you know, individually himself. But, you know, I look at the lineup of vice captains. I feel very honoured to be part of that lineup when you look at, you know, world number ones, three-time major champion in Patrick Harrington, you know, European number one in Robert Carlson. And, you know, it's an honour to be sitting up there with those guys. And I think, you know, it's a formidable backroom staff. And I think to add to what's going to be a formidable team as well, you know, Team Europe in Paris. And I think, you know, I really believe that, you know, we can make a successful run at getting the Ryder Cup back, and looking forward to being part of it, obviously.
Of course, you had the honour of scoring the winning points at Celtic Manor in 2010. I mean, what do you remember of that, and what did it mean to you at the time to have that honour for the European team?
Yeah, I remember it being fairly nerve-wracking. You know, certainly the most nervous I've ever been on the golf course in my life. Special. I mean, obviously a lot of fates resting on your shoulders. But, you know, I feel like I can bring a lot to the team because of those experiences. You know, having been a rookie, having played in the last match, you know... Vice captains are guys that, you know, help players with confidence and belief in themselves, put an arm around the rookies and really get them ready for the week. They're, you know, when you're an experienced guy, they help you communicate with a captain and make sure that your thoughts and feelings and wishes are really communicated well. So I think I can bring a lot to the table, and I'm really excited to do so.
And just finally, now over the next few months, are you taking more of an interest in what's happening on the rankings in the tour, because the team is changing week by week, but obviously certain players will book places earlier than others?
Yeah, you know, we've got a couple of little text groups going on. We've had one for the last couple of months among the vice captains, now plugged into the statistical analysis that Team Europe are using, you know, to predict what the team's going to be and how the partnerships are going to come together. So definitely start plugging more into that and really, you know, from my own point of view, I mean, you know, expectation levels of making a team myself, I feel like a weight's been lifted off my shoulders, and I can now go and have a fun summer, be immersed in my own game and be immersed in making the Ryder Cup team, you know, Team Europe, as good as it can possibly be, and I'm really excited about that opportunity.